Welcome to Association Nation. From digital content to social strategy, print power to video value, engagement to conversion, we cover the content marketing topics that matter most for your members. Association content tends to get specific, really specific. Most of the time, as content marketers, we're focused on the concepts, the language, and the topics that matter to an audience that clearly has something in common, a profession, an industry, an interest, you name it. And when you focus on that common factor, we get to go deep rather than broad. But how does that change when the people you're trying to reach are the general public? The challenge right there is the phrase. Reaching a general audience requires an all-new approach compared to reaching a specific audience. Sometimes there are good reasons to target the public, though, for professional or industry organizations especially. If you can tell stories that elevate the profession or industry in the public's eyes, it's a win. If you can share knowledge that leads the public to recognize the value of what you provide, even better. Our guests today know more about that value than most. Deirdre Middleton is Director of Strategic and Advocacy Communications at the American Optometric Association, or AOA, a group that serves and represents our country's optometrists. John Torrey is Executive Director of Think About Your Eyes, a large-scale public campaign that uses advertising, content marketing, and other tactics to tell the public why comprehensive eye exams matter. The AOA is the sponsor and partner for Think About Your Eyes for one clear reason. As more Americans seek comprehensive eye care, AOA's members are the ones who provide it. John, can you give me a little bit of history about how Think About Your Eyes came about and how it has kind of evolved as a program over the years?
Sure. I'm going to start with a little history and go back to the late 1950s when the American Dental Association started advertising on television to the American public and telling people, make an appointment for your semi-annual dental checkup. So see your dentist twice a year, brush your teeth twice a day. And since then, the question comes up constantly in the optical world, why can't we do what the dentist did and educate the American public about vision care? Because currently, only about half of the American public goes for an eye exam every year. And a lot of times, kids don't get an exam until they're maybe high school age or even older, which is not a good thing. So the question has been asked a million times, why can't we do that for vision care? And Think About Your Eyes is the first campaign or program or initiative that's gotten to the level that it's at in terms of industry support and association support and basic funding levels that would allow us to really get this message out to the American public broadly enough and consistently enough to change behavior. So the simple evolution is it started about 10 years ago, and from a tiny test market in one city in the U.S., it's grown to now being fully nationwide, complete coverage, and running at about the $16 million a year level.
And when we think about measuring success with a program like this, often that can be difficult or challenging. I mean, there are a lot of questions on, you know, how do you want to measure success or demonstrate that the program itself was effective?
Well, if we go back to when we did that initial test market in one city, we set up a panel of eye doctors and had a research firm go in and pay those doctors to track the level of eye exams and capture a whole bunch of metrics about patient ages, and what did they prescribe for that patient? Did they give them glasses, contact lenses, whatever? So we tracked those in the one test market where we ran a full set of advertising, but we also set up the panel of doctors in a control market, if you will, did all the same metrics tracking there so that we could compare really market over market and try to understand exactly what the effect of the advertising would be. And in that first test city, which happened to be Fort Worth, Texas, the time where we ran the advertising in Fort Worth over a one-year period grew eye exams by about 6%, which was really substantial given that the market was basically flat at the time. And we repeated that exercise in a nine-city pilot several years later, and did the same thing. We had control markets to compare to, and the result in those cities was very positive too. So we were then able to grow from there and convince more industry partners to join the campaign and contribute to the advertising funding.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, to start from being completely flat to growth in all of your test markets, you know, I can understand why you decided to scale the program even further. So when you talk about industry partners, I'm sure, you know, one of them is the AOA. So Deirdre, do you want to talk to me a little bit about the history of AOA joining this program and why the AOA decided to partner with Think About Your Eyes?
Absolutely. So the AOA, we really truly do represent the profession of optometry. And our primary mission is to advocate for the profession and for patient eye and vision health. And there was no clearer partner than Think About Your Eyes. It is the one campaign that propels the message that we want to deliver, which is the importance of your eye health and the importance of getting an annual eye exam. So I think if we could have made a campaign, this would be it. So it's been a great partnership in terms of really, again, delivering that simple message that doctors of optometry want to deliver. Right now, they provide more than two-thirds of the primary eye health care in America, and they just want to continue to make sure that they're advancing patient health.
So when, you know, when your member thinks about, you know, Think About Your Eyes and your member doctors think about it and they think, what's in it for me? What's in it for them?
So it's an incredible program in terms of helping patients understand the importance of doctors and doctors of optometry. And we've engaged not only from the national level, but also really worked with Think About Your Eyes to engage our members from the state level. In addition to being a key partner with Think About Your Eyes, 40 of our states are leadership states with the organization because they believe that it's helping, again, to educate patients, not only adult patients, but adult patients about their children and the importance of eye exams, and it's bringing them in to have those important evaluations every year.
That's great. That's really great. And when you're getting out the key messages, obviously they're it could go in many ways, some from Think About Your Eyes. What are the key messages for Think About Your Eyes, and then how do they align with what AOA's members need? And then, you know, when you're thinking about all these different communication vehicles and organizations, how do you ensure that, you know, messaging stays consistent and things like that as you roll out the program?
Absolutely. We work really closely with Think About Your Eyes, really lockstep with John and the team to make sure that as we plan out our communications, we incorporate the Think About Your Eyes core message to get an annual eye exam wherever we possibly can. We'll create simple message tracks that we'll share out to our members in advance of us actually sharing them out with the public as a whole. And I think one of the things that's been so successful is the fact that it is a very simple, clean and clear message that you can incorporate into different eye health messages. Whether or not you're talking about children's eye health or diabetes, you can always reinforce what we're talking about with the public with that importance of getting an annual eye exam, and it makes it seamless for us to get that message out to our members so that they can, again, reinforce and amplify that message.
Obviously, you have very key messaging that you want to hit every time, talking about the importance of a comprehensive eye exam and things like that. But how do you, from a storytelling angle, how do you cover that over and over again with potentially the same audience without being repetitive or boring or having people kind of ignore your message? Have you found, you know, particular content and storytelling angles that have been more effective for your organization?
I think one of the things is we look at mapping out our calendar of content. Clearly, we want to be timely, and if something comes up, we want to make sure we act on it. But we also want to make sure we have planned moments in time so that there are, again, key stories that we can tell throughout the year and work closely, again, with Think About Your Eyes to make sure that we're telling stories in concert and not necessarily stepping on each other's toes. So some of the stories that work, you know, that are time-tested and true are, you know, back-to-school time periods, getting ready for the summer when you're thinking about your eyes and how to protect your whole body when it's hot outside and the sun is shining brightly. there's certain moments like Save Your Vision Month that are valuable moments in time. And then there are others that are not necessarily going to repeat every year, but are definitely moments where we can get people to, again, think about their eyes, like this past year's summer eclipse, where you might not have immediately thought that that might be a place to think about getting your eyes examined, but because of the incredible heightened awareness of your eyes during that moment in time, it was a great place to insert the message.
Yeah, and if I can just add a few builds to what Deirdre has very well stated there, we really have the benefit of so many ways to tell this story. It's really key that we make that content appropriate not only to the venue that we're distributing it through, but also to the audience that we're heading for. So we have very different content, very different information that we put out on the consumer side relative to what we put out on the clinical and doctor side. And we tell the same story, but in different ways. For example, there's as Deirdre started saying, there's just a million things we can talk about through the year that are related to events like back to school. And so many people aren't aware that it's very important for their children to have an eye exam as opposed to just a screening from the pediatrician or from their school nurse, just because of all the additional things that an optometrist can find when they do an eye exam, a comprehensive eye exam, that would never come up in a screening, like how a child's eyes are aiming or working together, or more accurately, maybe not working together, and that could have an effect on how that child is going to do in school, whether they have the ability to hold reading comprehension long enough to learn something, or in sports, is this child's vision adequate for playing certain sports? And if not, what can we do about that? How can we help equip them to have a better time in whatever sport they want to play? For example, people taking care of aging parents, and a lot of times they don't think about the need for a comprehensive annual exam. But as we age, there are many things like glaucoma, many diseases that can occur that don't manifest any symptoms until they've really started having a negative effect on somebody's vision. Our basic message is really, just because you can see well or you think you can see just fine, that doesn't mean you don't need an eye exam to check for a lot of other conditions that could be occurring.
And when you're delivering these messages from a real tactical standpoint, what are your main, you know, distribution venues? I know you do some work with ad placement. I assume you're doing work on the SEO side of things. What are the most successful distribution tactics that you deploy, and where have you seen success there?
Well, again, we try to take as much advantage as possible of the different venues that we go out through, starting with, for example, television advertising, where in a 15-second commercial or a 30-second commercial, we have to very deliberately boil that message down into the few key words that will make the most impact on the consumer in terms of piquing their interest, getting them to pay more attention. Then we, besides television advertising, we advertise on Pandora and Spotify, online radio. We can say a little bit more in those commercials, but not a lot because they're time limited. Then we do messaging out through our public relations activities. And in those cases, we can tell a much, much longer story and get a lot more information in there, just because obviously we're in some format like a magazine or a newspaper article or a radio interview, where we've got the benefit of a lot of additional time or space to really tell that story in a longer, deeper, wider and stronger way. We also use search engine marketing, as you mentioned. We buy, or rather we bid on and then buy a lot of keywords for things that people might not associate with vision, and we try to intercept those people. For example, if somebody goes on to Google and types in kids sports performance, thinking maybe they're going to find information about and tips for how to improve their kids' batting average at baseball, we buy terms like that and try to bring people in and pique their interest on how vision is an absolutely key component of that, and then try to bring them to our website, give them much more information, and really educate them on the role that vision plays. And you get done with that whole thing and say, gosh, it really is kind of common sense, of course. vision plays a huge role in this activity and that activity, and how did we not think of that? But people don't.
Great. And Deirdre, we talked a little bit about how AOA is using the materials and messages provided by Tay to benefit members, but to follow up on that, how does AOA's work with Tay differ from your typical member communications, and how does the content created or coming from Tay for your members need to be different for a public audience?
So I think one of the key things, like you mentioned, was actually connecting with members and making sure that the information that we're getting out to the public is valuable for them. So we definitely use, you know, Think About Your Eyes, we'll do toolkits around specific activities. We definitely utilize them to make sure that they're fact sheets that our doctors can in turn use with their patients. There are materials that they can have in their offices, as well as we make sure that they have the advertisements, again, to underscore the content as well as to underscore the value of the partnership. One of the things that Think About Your Eyes has shown is that patients do have more affinity for their doctors if they know that they're involved in this program. So even having something as simple as, you know, stickers for their offices or something that they can put on their website is, again, engenders an affinity, a deeper affinity with the doctor, which, again, goes back to one of our missions, which is to make sure that we uphold a strong doctor-patient relationship.
Yeah, I think for the public audience, the one thing that you all have done just a fabulous job on is humanizing the profession and humanizing the importance of comprehensive eye exams. You know, I think it can be really easy in a program like this to be repetitive and to be boring and to not talk about how these kinds of issues and these kinds of priorities kind of interface with the life that people live day in and day out and the activities and the experiences that they want to have as a human being. And I think About Your Eyes has done a fabulous job communicating that to people while stressing the importance of comprehensive eye care. So, you know, obviously we look at you all as a stellar example of a program that communicates with the public. So my last question for you would be, what advice would you give to associations and organizations who are thinking about producing content for a public audience or, you know, even going so far as to rolling out a program aimed at the general public?
Sure. So, I mean, I think one of the things that, again, is so appealing and so important about this program, you hit on it, is you don't necessarily think about your eyes. It's something we take advantage of every day. We're looking at our computers. We're looking at our screens. We're looking at our families. You're not really thinking about them. And that simple message is of incredible importance in terms of engaging with people. And then taking that simple premise and telling it and using it in different ways to really give it dimension is, I think, one of the most valuable things that this program has. And I think oftentimes we try to tell such a big story that it's so complex, really taking it down again to that simple one piece of information and then building around it, I think, is the key to success for this program.
Yeah, I would say from our standpoint at Think About Your Eyes, my advice to associations looking to do this and put information out to a public audience, number one is find a partner as strong and with as much mission overlap as possible, just like we've done with American Optometric Association. That has been probably the key factor in our success to date, is working with AOA. And then finding the industry partners, the companies out there that have a big mission overlap with what we do, and showing them how straightforward this story is, really. It's a very simple story we're putting out there, but we put it out in a million different ways. And by virtue of that, we're able to work with and on behalf of all of our partners and get their support, maintain their support, and just continue to grow by having this strong mission overlap with everybody we work with.
If I had to boil down how you merge an association's member communications with outreach to the public, I'd say it's align and refine. You have to refine and simplify your language and approach for a public audience, for example. But that doesn't mean your message has to differ. Consider this. Think About Your Eyes delivers clear, impactful messages to the public about the value of comprehensive eye exams, early detection of diseases, and vision's role in both school and athletic performance, among other things. It's no coincidence that those are key messages AOA shares with its members, too. Alignment is the key to this particular partnership. Sometimes that alignment is tactical, too. If you are producing materials such as how-to information or general resources for the public, think about how you can deliver those via your own members. Give them a role in public outreach and prepare them with the content they need to make it effective. Remember that, as with AOA and Think About Your Eyes, sometimes a boost in public perception also means a boost in the profession or the industry you serve. Okay, it's time to wrap things up with my favorite exercise, I Like, I Wish. I like that so many associations serve professions or industries that in turn serve the public. I wish more of these associations recognize the value of communicating to both members and the patients, consumers, clients, and others that make up their business. I like that some associations do indeed have public-facing content. I wish that more of these associations made sure their messages to members and messages to the public aligned for maximum impact. That's everything we have for you today. Next time, we're talking about future-proofing your association, a concept all organizations need to embrace when dealing with shifting demographics.